I'm here with Joe Hannell, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. So this redistricting trial has been pretty dry. Not a lot of heated testimony. There have been plenty of facts and figures and various maps being thrown about that are difficult to read. In reality, this issue is anything but dry, and these congressional districts really can change the political fortunes of politicians. Joe, do you want to just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. To my mind, this trial is, if it's about anything, it's about the political fortunes of a Republican representative, Mike Kaufman, in Denver's southern suburbs in Highlands Ranch. There are seven congressmen and women from Colorado. We're not adding or subtracting a district, we're just rearranging. Right now, Kaufman is in one of the most safe Republican districts in the state. Republicans have proposed a map that basically keeps everything the same. Right now, they have a 4-3 advantage in the delegation. They've got three pretty safe seats. Democrats have proposed a map that really changes things around, and the goal seems to be to draw Kaufman out of a safe district and into a competitive one that a solid Democrat might be able to win. They would take away Highlands Ranch and add the city of Aurora, really balances it out to make it a very competitive district. The trouble is, when you do that, if you permit me a 1980s reference, I look at this kind of as trying to put together a Rubik's Cube that's been jumbled up. You'll work really hard and solve, like, the blue side, and then you turn it over and all the other colors are messed up. You make a change in one district and it ripples all throughout the state.
And let's continue with that ripple effect. Patrick, do you want to talk about what would happen in northern Colorado and the eastern plains under the Democratic map?
They have proposed to combine Boulder with the Fort Collins area, Larimer County. Larimer County has long been the anchor of the 4th Congressional District, which is characterized by the eastern plains and agriculture. The Democrats have offered testimony that sort of shows the new Fort Collins versus the Fort Collins of 1981, when it sort of became that anchor. Back then, it smelled a lot like Greeley does today. There were stockyards and nobody lived around downtown, and it very much identified with agricultural rural Colorado. The Fort Collins of today is a college town that's environmentally conscious, where clean industries like brewing and solar energy and things of that nature are sort of driving the economy. And that was the case that Democrats tried to make, along with the nexus of Rocky Mountain National Park and the statewide bark beetle epidemic. Whereas Republicans, who want to largely keep the Eastern Plains District with their rural water interests and agriculture intact, are saying, we need to keep Fort Collins in the 4th.
This has been a huge part of the trial and just the issue of redistricting in general, talking about communities of interest, and that's something we've heard over and over again.
And of course, a community of interest is in the eye of the beholder. There's not a really great legal definition of it. But to me, it doesn't really matter, because what each side is doing, they'll never say it, but what each side is doing is trying to create a map that makes it easier for the largest number of either Democrats or Republicans to win. And to do that, they have to couch their legal arguments. So they come up with different communities of interest. Like, the Democrats have come up with the bark beetle community of interest, and the Republicans have said Fort Collins is tied to the Eastern Plains. That's a community of interest. What's interesting is just the really brutal, unsentimental calculations that each side is making here.
And there's another map from Hispanic groups that would drastically change some of the districts.
They are discussing the ethnic community of interest that is the exploding Hispanic population in Colorado. This seeks to sever the San Luis Valley and Pueblo from the western slope and tie it to Greeley way up in the northeastern corner of the state based on the Hispanic growth. And the basis of their argument is the state has grown by more than 700,000 people in the last 10 years. More than 300,000 of those are Hispanic.
Thanks for talking to me, and we'll come back to this issue once the judge issues his ruling, and we'll see what the map looks like. That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.